You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. There are some terrific opportunities to see live jazz in the region this month. CAP Radio's jazz host Devin Cortan talked with me about some concert ideas, and that's in this week's Sound Advice. I asked him, how soon can we hear those concerts?
We can see jazz in your neighborhood right now tonight.
Yeah.
You can see it tonight.
Okay. Where do you want to start?
And starting at the Sophia Sakopoulos Center for the Arts. It's the new B Street Theater facility. It's beautiful on Capitol.
Right.
And they are putting on a great show tonight, a guitarist, Stanley Jordan. This guy has been on the scene for years. He is considered to be sort of a legend. He got signed to Blue Note Records in the 80s when he was just 24 years old. And what strikes so many people about his playing is his unique approach to the guitar. I'm a guitarist, so this is totally crazy to me. But what he does, instead of placing his finger on the fretboard and picking the string with his other hand, he actually presses down with both of his hands on the fretboard, and just the sheer force of him pressing down on the fretboard makes the sound. So he can use all of his fingers on the fretboard.
Wow.
So he doesn't pluck the strings. What I wanted to play for you was a recording he made a long time ago in 1998. It's a record he recorded for Blue Note called Live in New York. And the cut I chose is John Coltrane's Impressions. And it really showcases his virtuosity, especially considering his unique approach to this instrument.
Jordan, will you explain again now that we've heard the music?
Yeah, you can hear the staccato nature of what he's playing.
The pluckiness.
Yeah, but he's actually hammering what we call a hammer-on. He's hammering on his fingers onto the fretboard to produce the sound instead of placing your finger one hand on the fretboard.
Curved around the guitar neck.
And then plucking the string with your other hand with your pick or your finger. But no, it's just the sheer force of him placing his finger on the string on the fretboard that produces the sound.
Perfect example of why you want to see music played live.
Yes.
So that show is tonight.
Tonight at the Sophia at 7. And I will see you there if you go. I'll be bringing Stanley and the band on. And I'm really excited to do it. He is great. I've wanted to see him forever.
Okay. Let's keep moving because you're going to preview another show coming up at the Sophia.
That's right. The Sophia is bringing in a lot of high-profile jazz these days, and we're going to move on to Karin Allison. She is one of the most in-demand singers right now. Her bio on her website says that she spends two-thirds of the year traveling around the world, and she's coming to our town, Sacramento, at the Sophia Thursday, October 25th at 7. She has a great new record out called Some of That Sunshine, and it's her first record, which is sort of unusual for a jazz artist, that features all original music. And the tune I chose is this really beautiful tune called Just As Well. And when I heard it, I thought it was an old jazz standard written in the 40s from the old American songbook. And that's what really struck me about it. The beauty that I think that has a lot of depth, really relatable yet heartbreaking lyrics. It's really, really lovely.
It's just as well. You don't love me like I love you. It's just as well. You don't want me like I want you. To laugh, to think we'd ever be. I'd love you so. You'd simply have to love me back, you know. Then I'd have to keep some track of every day and every hour missing you.
Wow. I love her voice.
I know. She is one of those people that just seeps music. She is just one of those musical minds. She actually got a degree in classical piano performance. Mm. And pretty soon after that, she got signed to Concord Records for her jazz singing. So she's just this all-around wonderful musician. And she's coming to the Sophia Sakopoulos Center for the Arts on Thursday, October 25th. It's going to be a really great show. I can't wait.
Her name is Karin Allison, K-A-R-R-I-N. So was that not an old song?
No, it wasn't. And that's what I thought. It sounds straight out of a 1940s yeah. Broadway musical. But no, that was her own tune. And that whole record is, in fact, her own original music. And it's just fantastic.
Beautiful. I am talking with Cap Radio's jazz host, Devin Cortan, who is also a musician, MCs a number of jazz events throughout the city. When you said that Stanley Jordan was playing a John Coltrane recording from 1998, you said, long ago, which from my perspective says, you're a young guy. You are a young guy.
That's true. I'm a young jazz fanatic. I guess 1998, yeah, 20 years ago. That's most of
my life. Someday that won't be so long ago, Devin. So let's go on. Who is next?
So the 2018 Brubeck Festival is coming to the University of the Pacific yet again, and it coincides with the 60th anniversary of Dave Brubeck's ambitious jazz diplomacy tour of 1958, where Dave and the band went all through Asia and Europe. The University of the Pacific, they've chose a lot of great international acts to come and showcase at their festival. And one is one of my very favorite musicians right now, Cyrille Aimée. She is a singer from France. She did big things in New York City for a long time. Now she actually just moved to New Orleans, and she'll be performing at the University of the Pacific on Friday the 26th at 7:30. I'm particularly excited for this concert because not only will I be there at the show bringing on the band, but I'll be in the band playing with Siri and the guys. It's going to be a really good time. I'm very, very excited.
You're picking up the guitar that night?
Yep, I will be playing the guitar in the band.
Oh,
yes.
That's great. Well, let's listen to a bit of music.
Let's get lost in each other's arms. Let's get lost. Let them send out alarms. And though they'll think it's rather rude, let's show the world we're in that crazy mood. Let's defrost in a romantic mist. Let's get crossed off everybody's list and celebrate this night we have each other. Ooh, let's get lost.
That's Siri Aimée with the title track from her last record, Let's Get Lost. That's a great old tune made famous by Chet Baker in the early 50s. And that's, of course, called Let's Get Lost. And I love the way that she sings that because the first part, the verse, is kind of like, oh, the party's kind of dull, yada, yada. You get some of these interesting tones, evokes boredom and confusion. And then you go into the really happy swinging part where she's just hanging out with the person she loves. And I love how she arranged that and sings that. And Siri will be at the Brubeck Festival October 26th. That's a Friday. I hope to see you there. I'll be emceeing and also in the band, so I'm really excited for that concert.
This is so much fun. You have such an old jazz soul in you, don't you? All right, so we have time for one more.
This is also happening at the Brubeck Festival. This is on the 27th. It's a Saturday, and this is the Spanish Harlem Orchestra from New York City. And Beth, I got to tell you, this band is in maximum party mode all the time. I encourage you to bring your dancing shoes, and so does the Brubeck Festival, because this band is that much fun. They've been around for almost 20 years. They've played in Sacramento before, and I've seen them, and I can tell you that just the sound and the force of this band is incredible. And this is a tune called La Fiesta Empezó, which is actually like a call to get this party started. So let's hear it.
So that was Devin Cortan bringing us this week's sound advice. Again, back to the first selection, guitarist Stanley Jordan is at the Sophia in Midtown Sacramento tonight. The show starts at 7. On our website, there is a terrific listing of classical and jazz concerts in the area. October 26th, for example, has 7 different options. So we'll post a link to that. You can find it on the music website. And that's Insight for this week. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Cody Drabble, and Bert Johnson. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer today is Anthony Van Hook. Thanks again to Devin Cortan, Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr, and thanks for joining us.